Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 24th, 2008, Christmas Eve. Today's message is titled, Why Jesus Came. And we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared today's message. We will not prepare a message tomorrow due to travel. But this is a message that will work for both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because it gets to the very heart of the gospel. The scripture text is 1 Timothy 1, verse 15.
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
I read a report early this week that the majority of people in Britain no longer believe in the historical truth of the nativity story about the birth of Jesus. All over the world, biblical truths are being mocked and ridiculed, and sadly, there are those in the visible church who feel we must concede in disbelief to be accepted by the world. After all, there are those who concede that the creation record in Genesis is a legend. The biblical miracles aren't real, and the biblical characters are myths. How long before the critical events in the life of our Savior, His birth, death, and resurrection are similarly ridiculed?
But earnest believers gather all over the world to give focus to the real meaning of Christmas. We'll sing, read scripture, pray, and hear the Christmas story. We gather as redeemed sinners to express our faith in the very heart of the Christmas story. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
The epistles give little emphasis regarding the birth of Christ. In fact, apart from the historical record in the narratives in Matthew and Luke, we have no other information in Scripture on our Lord's birth. It's not mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles or in the epistles with any detail at all. There's simply no record of the early church celebrating Christ's birth as we do today.
But they certainly believed in it. Prophets had foretold this story many centuries earlier. Paul introduces a saying that apparently was an early creedal statement of the primitive church. Here is a trustworthy saying, or literally, a faithful word. This simple, easily memorized statement was perhaps used to teach and reinforce the faith in the earliest believers. It was at this time, and always will be, absolutely trustworthy.
Indeed, it deserves full acceptance. Although surely most of the world's population has not accepted this truth, from its earliest declaration to this day and throughout eternity, it truly deserves full acceptance. I have accepted this truth, Brooksine has, and we hope each of you have as well. It is the very heart of the Christmas message. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Let's all pray together. Father, how grateful we are today that Jesus came into this world to save sinners, to turn despair to hope, darkness to light, and death into life. All that we have need of and presently rely on is abundance from your generous hand. You are worthy of our trust and deserving of our fully surrendered life. From the manger to the cradle, Jesus is Lord of heaven and Lord of earth. We celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Indeed we do. We're getting a rainy, icy day early this Wednesday, Christmas Eve. It's supposed to get warmer and still rain, so we're not going to get a white Christmas, it doesn't look like. As mentioned, we do not expect we'll be preparing a message on Christmas Day. We're actually going up to the Lehigh Valley to see my brother and his family on Christmas. And we really purposefully made this message to do double duty for 2 days. And we know because people off work, a lot of folks won't be accessing their email anyway. We do have several photos up today, again, of our recent drives throughout Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We also have several posted Christmas songs that we are available as an MP3 that you can just listen to if you'd like, some nice versions. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to continuing to serve the one who came to save sinners.